Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
When Srila Prabhupada was once asked to perform a miracle, he pointed towards his disciples and said, "They are my miracle." They used to be fallen souls, but by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have been delivered to a very high to Krishna consciousness. Let me tell you a miracle in this regard. Once there was a great Mahatma who lived near to Yashoda Kund, which is close to Nandishwara, you know, hill where Maharaj Nanda had his palace, a palace in which Krishna grew up. So this devotee had made the vow to never ever leave Yashoda Kund. He would chant from morning till evening his rounds. He would remember Krishna and enter into the pastimes of Krishna in his meditation. Devotee became known in the area, so that one day other Babaji came and said, "Please come with me, we have a Naam Yagya in Chakaleshwara," that's another place in Vrindavan. "You sing so nicely, we want to hear you singing the holy names." So this our Mahatma didn't really think he should go, but finally when this other devotee asked him so many times, he decided to take part in the Naam Yagya. He came back to his little hut after 2 full days. So when he was just about to lay down, he heard a voice, "I am hungry, I am hungry." "Oh," said the Mahatma, "But can I help you? I am so poor, I have nothing." "Yes, don't you, you can help me." "Then who are you?" asked the Mahatma. Then he saw all of a sudden something which looked like a dog. The being was almost transparent. Durchsichtig. "Who are you?" asked the Mahatma. "Oh, I'm the dog which you have fed every day a little bit." Then the Mahatma remembered that there was some strange being whom he had always given some food. So the Mahatma asked him, "Well, may I ask you, who exactly are you and what are you?" And the answer came, "I'm a ghost." A ghost, huh? A geist, a gespenst. And then that being started to cry. "I was a pujari." I told the story this morning in Zurich, I believe. "I was a pujari, and one day people gave me a big ladu to offer to the deities. But I was so greedy, I ate the ladu before I offered it. And then as a punishment, I became a ghost. Now I'm hoping to get food from you, because you are a great devotee. And if I eat it, I become free from my curse to be a ghost. Oh, said the Mahatma. Please don't go away. I have a question to ask you. You are a ghost, and that means you have a special perception. You must be knowing ghosts can do many things. For instance, they could just turn around and walk through the wall, no problem. And they see differently. If they look at, their ghosts who have a very, very accurate perception about the past of a person. There is one devotee who works together with the king of the ghost, and he can ask the ghost, who was Mantrap Chaitanya in his last life? And the ghost gives precise answers. The devotee goes like this, and then makes click, 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 and then the answer comes, almost like a telephone call. So the Mahatma was very interested in the ghost's perception, and he said, do you see Krishna's pastimes? And the ghost said, yes, I know where the pastimes take place, but I have a problem. Because of my aparad, my offense, I cannot relish and enjoy the pastimes the way you enjoy them, because I'm an offender. Where Krishna performs his pastimes. Can you do me a favor? Can you show me the pastimes of the Lord? I want to see the aprakrat, the unmanifested pastimes of the Lord who take place. I do not know if you have the information, but in Vrindavan, Krishna still performs his pastimes. They are not we cannot see them with these naked eyes, but there are great souls who can see them. For instance, when Atma Tattva Prabhu and myself, when we went to Braj Mandir Parikram, the Parikram started at the first full moon night, that's the Rasa Leela night. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan put a pot of sweet rice on the roof so that Krishna, who dances with the gopis, takes some refreshment, because the dancing is very intense and they need some refreshment. The understanding here is that Krishna's pastimes still go on, but in a realm which is not perceivable to our material senses. Or there is one forest in Vrindavan called Sevakunj, where no person is allowed to spend the night because Krishna performs his Rasa Leela there. And those who try to go in there and see the pastimes, they leave the forest and they are mentally deranged, crazy. Because that's not a place where an ordinary human being should be. Now, our Mahatma had performed sadhana since many years, and he wanted now to finally see the pastimes of the Lord. And therefore he asked the ghost, can you show me please? The ghost said, have difficulties. I'm such an offender. I can't enter there, but I know where it's going on. And then he said, listen, I can help you. Tomorrow, you will go to the certain bushes near Yashoda Kund, and then when the time comes, when the cowherd boys come with their cows from the meadow, from the weide, you know, from grazing, and bring their cows home, then you should look at the cowherd boys, and the last one who comes, he is Krishna. But don't tell from where you got the information. You have helped me so much, said the ghost, because you have given me food which is blessed, that I think my curse is soon over. So the Mahatma was so excited. Finally, I'm going to see Krishna. He fainted and he woke up and he fainted. And this way he spent the time until the sun was going down. Then he looked and he saw how the first cows came. And he saw the boys. They were like our little boy. Your name is... Shyama Sundar. Yeah, they looked like Shyama Sundar. Then he saw one last boy. He was going there with a stick. And when he saw him, he just jumped out of the bushes and he just grabbed the foot and said, you are Krishna. And the boy said, Ore Baba, I'm a little boy. Who told you? I'm just let go of my foot. Father, no, don't cheat me. You are the Supreme Lord. No, Baba, you let go of my foot. I need to go home. My parents wait, and if they see that I'm not coming home at the right time, I will be punished. And come with me. I will give you some sugar candies and some yogurt and some fresh bananas, but let go of my foot. But our Mahatma was determined. I want Krishna. So they sat down together. They talked many things for many hours. And the Baba Mahatma had tears in his eyes. Are you, Krishna? I know you must be here. I have this information. So finally, the Lord, who's subjugated or controlled by the love of his devotees, just couldn't tolerate any longer the tears of his dear devotee, and he said, all right, then look at my beautiful form. And then the boy transformed to beautiful Krishna, beautiful Shyama Sundar. But the Mahatma was not satisfied. No, I am not worshipping you alone, Krishna. I am worshipping you as a Yugal. Yugal means Krishna with Radharani. You must show yourself in this form. So then Krishna called Srimati Radharani and all the gopis and gave the full darshan to this devotee. His darshan was so strong that the devotee could not bear the separation from his beloved Lord. And only after 3 or 4 days, he could not stay any longer in his material body or in his spiritualized body, but he left to join the Supreme Lord in the kingdom of God. Now, if you ask me for a miracle, I feel this is the strongest miracle, that Krishna becomes controlled by his devotees. Just like in the pastime of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri stayed in Vrindavan and cried for Krishna, until finally he saw a cowherd boy who said, no, don't cry, here's some milk. And he drank the milk. Then afterwards he felt very blissful. Didn't know if it was day or night. But then he noticed, oh no, the boy who brought the milk, that was Krishna. He had disguised himself in this form. And he felt very miserable. Oh, I had seen Krishna, but I had not seen Krishna. Then Krishna came back in his dreams and said, I am here under this earth and under the bushes. Come and get me. I am so hungry. So Madhavendra Puri took note of this place, went to the villages, called all the people, let us get Krishna. They went to the designated place which was shown to him in the dream, removed the thorn bushes and the earth, and there they found this beautiful Gopal deity. The deity of Gopal who was then worshipped by Madhavendra Puri. Krishna is so very, very merciful to his devotees that he is prepared to reveal himself according to the devotion of the devotee. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is ready to liberate his devotee from the material energy. All of us who are sitting here have a lot of karma, karmic reactions which will bring us to good and bad things in our lives. But Krishna is possessed of inconceivable potencies. Many universes come from his body because he is so powerful. And because he is so powerful, he can also cut us free or liberate us from the bondage of karma. Once Krishna went to learn under his guru Sandipani Muni, and when he had finished his education, Sandipani Muni asked his unusual disciple for an unusual guru dakshin. Sandipani Muni asked Krishna to give back or take back his son from the kingdom of death. Yes, the son had already died. So Krishna immediately went down to Patala Loka. He came to Yamaraj and he very strongly ordered him, be benefited by my order. Return the son of Sandipani Muni. So Yamaraj said, with great pleasure, here you have him. And Krishna then took back the son and delivered him to Sandipani Muni. This is one of Krishna's extraordinary miracles. He can deliver a soul from his karma. Even if someone is dead or as good as dead, Krishna has the potency to deliver someone. Let us never forget Krishna, who is the greatest miracle wonder. Like Srila Prabhupada said on this day, the miracle is all these boys and girls.
What more miracle you can see? They have been delivered, and Prabhupada must have thought, they have been delivered from the karma. They have been delivered from the house of Yamaraj. They have been brought back by the miracle worker Krishna to the spiritual world. You should never forget that Krishna can also work a miracle in your life. At the end, I want to tell you something very nice from a deity, how the Lord in his deity form interacts with his devotee. In Sri Dharmayapur, we have Lord Nrsingadev, who used to have these red eyes. You know, red eyes means he is very angry. He looked with these red eyes. Because our Nrsingadev in Mayapur has just come out of the pillar to jump on Hiranyakashipu. So there was a devotee who thought, oh, these red eyes, they are not so nice any longer. Let us buy him some yellow eyes, some very costly jewel. Pankajangri Pujari, he got these yellow eyes and replaced them with the red eyes. He took the red eyes away, put the yellow eyes there. So one day this Mataji, a perfectly normal Mataji, went there. She has a child to do her darshan, and she heard a voice, give me back my eyes. She looked around. I mean, whom should she give back her eyes? Then again she looked at Lord Nrsingadev, and she again heard the voice, give me back my eyes. I want my red eyes back. Then she noticed, oh yes, for the first time the deity had yellow eyes now. So she immediately went to the deity room where there was Jananivas reading in the Bhagavatam or some other book, and said, I'm sorry, maybe you will think I'm mental, or that I'm a little sentimental. But I heard Lord Nrsingadev saying, give me back my eyes. So Jananivas is perfectly cool. You know the two twins. He looked up from the books and said, I'm sorry, I'm not in charge of Lord Nrsingadev. You have to go to my brother. So she somehow didn't feel encouraged by this. Sort of little, all right, I tried it one time and I also can't believe it. So next morning she came back, and this time in a much stronger voice, Lord Nrsingadev said, give me back my eyes. I'm assuring you, it's me who is telling this to you. So she went and tried again, and this time she saw Pankajangri, and Pankajangri was there, and she told him, I'm sorry, please don't think I'm mental, this is what I heard. She said what she had heard, give me back my eyes. So Pankajangri is also extremely cool. He just smiled, and she didn't know what the smile meant. He gave her some Mahaprasad from Lord Nrsingadev. Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you. So then, next morning, it was 2 o'clock. She felt, usually she liked to rest and did not come for Mangal Aarti because it's early and, you know, I think you also sometimes don't come to Mangal Aarti. It is sometimes a little early, or we feel a little weak and a little sleepy and so on. We have worked late into the night. And anyway, so, but she felt this morning, this is unusual, a call, come to Mangal Aarti. And then she got ready, she chanted her rounds, and when she was having darshan of Lord Nrisimhadev, she saw the Lord Nrisimhadev had the red eyes on. And later Pankaj Jangardi said that he also felt Lord Nrisimhadev wanted his red eyes and not the yellow eyes. But because these yellow eyes were very expensive and the devotees had given it, he had changed the eyes. So this is a wonder, this is a miracle. I could tell you many miracles of yogis and of strange things. I am somehow like these stories, I do not know why. But I think when we think of miracles in Krishna consciousness, and when we wait for miracles in Krishna consciousness, we should wait for those miracles where the Lord interacts with his devotees. The Lord has 5 addresses in this world where we can reach him. One address is in the deity form. Another address is in the form of the holy name. Still another address is that the Lord is in the heart of his dear devotees. Therefore we pray, Krishna, say Tomar, my dear Vaishnav Thakur, you in your heart, Govinda lives. Please, you have the strength to give Govinda to me. And then the Lord is there in the Ganga, and then the Lord is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is where we can meet the Lord. In the deity, in the holy name, in the heart of the devotee, in the Ganga, and in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The real miracle is in the life to meet the Lord. Do you agree? Krishna. How are you, Jennifer? Little sick, huh? Natural. Pray to Krishna. I hope I have not disappointed you with my miracle stories. I want to end here the little presentation because it's already 9 o'clock and we want to not go too late to bed and be ready for tomorrow. Thank you very much. Please wait for the miracle of the Lord. Wait that you are delivered from your karma. Wait that you meet him in the holy name and you will meet him. But if you never think like this, you will never meet him. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai, Prasaram ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Yeah.